Hey friends, welcome to Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, your host, and as always, I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading a small group or you're a seasoned veteran, this podcast is giving you a quick look at what matters most in this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled Faithful to the Lord. Let's get into it. This week's big truth, we don't have to walk in the sinful paths of those who have walked before us. Hezekiah and Josiah were two kings who chose a different path than their ancestors. Even though they came from a broken line of leadership, they led with conviction, reform, and a return to God. These stories remind us that we're not stuck in the cycles we've seen. We can choose a new way. The Christ Connection this week, God used Hezekiah and Josiah to lead the people back to him, but they were not perfect kings. Jesus is the righteous King of Kings who brings us to God by paying our sin penalty and giving us his righteousness. We're in 2 Kings 18 through 24 this week, where we see Hezekiah destroy idols and restore worship, and Josiah rediscover the book of the law and lead a national covenant renewal. Both kings face cultural and generational pressure to continue in their sin, but they chose faithfulness instead. Their reform didn't ease Judah's eventual fall, but they showed that obedience matters and that one person's faithfulness can impact generations. So here are some questions that might help you this week prepare for your time with your students. One, why did Hezekiah destroy even good things like the bronze snake? Can we blame our mistakes on bad examples from our family? Why do we read the Bible but sometimes don't feel changed by it? What does it mean that Jesus is the Word? This week, be sensitive to students who may come from difficult family backgrounds. The idea of breaking generational cycles can be deeply personal. Remind them that their identity is not tied to their past and that Jesus offers new beginnings. Create space for honest conversation and offer hope rooted in the gospel. This week's session is all about choosing a different path. So, like Hezekiah and Josiah, your students can be leaders who break cycles and return to truth. Help them see that God's word is powerful and that their story isn't stuck. It's being rewritten by grace. Well, guys, thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and I'll catch you next week.